What up, family? Catching you by surprise, right? Well, surprise, surprise, here I am. I've missed you guys. It's been a minute since the Mac Effect has done an episode for you guys. And in the process of in between season 7 and 8, God's doing something. I've been honest with you guys. I've been very transparent. It's something that I just don't feel comfortable just sharing just yet, because it's one, premature, and then two, I want to make sure when it comes out, it's going to come out because it's for healing purposes, to glorify God, to make me stronger, make my kids stronger, make the people around us better. And if you do it prematurely, you tend to hurt someone, and that's never been my intention. So that's one of the reasons why I want to share, because who I am naturally, but, and it's not like a clickbait thing, like, oh, like it's a cliffhanger. He's one day going to tell us, if God allows it, and if he doesn't, then he doesn't, and it's okay. One thing I do know is there is nothing that needs to be said, because he knows it all. And as long as he knows it all, you're good. The reason why I'm here, guys, is because today is Easter Sunday. And because it's Easter Sunday, I definitely wanted to take the opportunity and the time to once again reach out to you guys, hopeful in connection, hopeful in relationship, hopeful in helping. We are in times where I believe we're trying to find self-healing. I believe we're in a generation that has a revival that's coming up or that's going on. But the pressure of the world kicks in where it sets us back to square one. And then we'd rather just stay quiet, not say anything, suffer alone. Particularly men. Men are really horrible at asking for help and reaching out to others. So this is why we're here. We just finished at my church. We pretty much went down the whole Old Testament. And man, it's so beautiful to read the Bible, the stories, the examples that God has provided for us. Well, Mike, what if we don't believe in the Bible? You know, the Bible was written by man, not by God. It was inspired by God. And I know when it comes to this religion, believing in God, oh, which one's correct? The Christianity, Catholics, there's so many different religions out there. Look, I'm not saying I have all the answers. I'm well aware there's a lot of religions out there that I myself have not given the opportunity, haven't read up about them, don't even know about them, right? It's not about who's right and who's wrong. I think when we start shifting our mentality to who's right and who's wrong, and you really start just genuinely asking, what does God want you to do? How can you get better? How can you improve? If you're Buddha, but you have the kindest heart in the world, you're feeding the homeless, you're helping the ones in need, you're not fighting with your family members, I think you're on the right track. Eventually, you're going to ask enough questions where God's going to reveal himself to you one way or another. He might reveal himself to me, right? We don't know. But it's not about religion. I think when we really start taking that away, you start understanding it's just about being the change in the world, the change that the world needs to have. That person should do more, and that celebrity, and this person, and that. No, stop digging into other people's pockets or other people's business. It's funny right now that I kind of think that. I saw this Instagram thing where this guy, he was being silly, right? But he had a whiteboard, and on one side of the whiteboard, he drew a circle. He's like, this is your business, right? And then he's like, and he drew a circle over here, and he's like, and this is my business. He puts an X there. He's like, see how I'm inside my business? The problem that we have is that in your circle, you're in my business. And he's like, what we need to get you to do is we need you to, he erased it, and he's like, we need to move you over and puts it over here. And he's like, we need to move you to your circle where your business, right? And I think when we enter into a world where we start worrying about our business, what I'm doing wrong, my improvements, what I'm doing right, I think the life really starts shifting in a really great way. you not only start bickering about the dumbest things in the world, but you really start realizing, like, you stop taking things so personal. Like, when someone does something to you that's very offensive, you actually just let it go. You really don't mind, because there's a part of you that's like, that's coming from a trauma that has nothing to do with me. It's coming from a trauma where they're lacking love for themselves. That makes sense. So what's the purpose of this episode, Mike? Are you letting us know updates on the Mac effect? Are we just doing something special? Are you just letting us know what's going on currently in your life? It's a little bit of everything, right? There is a process. There is a progress. I've shared with you guys openly, willingly, going through a difficult time in my life, trying to figure out how to balance not only the important things as far as my children go, but then behind that, you have also the worldly stuff that you got to take care of, paperwork, documentations, and this and that, and it could get overwhelming. And then on all that, you're still a father, you're still a worker, you have to perform, you have to keep up, you have to do. It's a lot, right? But it's not, no excuses. I've always wanted to connect with you guys. I've always wanted to share with you guys, hey, listen, if I can do it, you guys can do it. I share my fitness journey, how I'm trying to get better. I'm down about 10, 12, maybe 15 pounds. I was at 15, but I've been pretty bad the last couple days. So, yeah, that one's a little bit on the tough side. But getting back on it, right? Like, it's not you have a couple days, you just let go, and that's it. No, you get back on it. You're worth it. So that's kind of what the episode's about, guys. It's a bonus. Obviously, speaking of the greatest thing in this world, which is God, his love, his grace, his mercy, how he blesses us so much. When you start doing your healing journey, you stop looking at the cup half empty. It's always half full. Like, you start realizing the things that truly do matter, the things that the petty stuff that you could just let go. I'll give you an example. Yesterday at church, my pastor was giving us great preaching, great sermon. And he said, look, he's up there in age, right? And he was like, I've been in many deathbeds. I've witnessed a lot of people in their last days in life. And none of them ever tell him, hey, look at the awards that I accumulated in my lifetime. Hey, take a look at my bank account. Look how many zeros it has. Hey, take a look at the wall that I have at my home with all the trophies and all the awards that I've gotten in my life. But you know what they do say? I wish I could have apologized sooner to this family member. They repent for certain things that they have done. They try to mend relationships that could have been mended years prior, and they wish they had time to go back and had fixed that. Which gives you to which the point he's trying to get to is get to the understanding of, like, why are we creatures like that? That we just want to hold grudges and resentment. Like, we gotta let it go. Which is what I do in the podcast, right, guys? I've shared in the past. If you guys go through all my episodes in the past, you guys even see the beginning process of my divorce till now. Like, certain episodes, you can see where I was broken. You can see where I was going through it. You can see where I'm trying to figure out the chaos that I'm currently living. But I was pushing through because, one, God was telling me to push through. And, two, because someone out there needs to relate or needed that as an example to keep going forward. Oh, well, that seems like far-fetched, like you're just kind of pushing, you're clouding. Nope, no, I'm not. You can say a lot of things, guys. Trust me, I get it all the time. I'm well aware of what people want to assume and say about me. But one thing that I have seen, and by the grace of God, I'm so grateful for, is that everything comes to light. Everything comes to light. As a matter of fact, I'll say it here in front of you guys. And this can possibly go viral, but it's the truth. I have no problem having a sit down with anybody in this world. I'm telling you, if we do, it needs to be alive. I need to have it live on my platform too, because I want nothing cut. Mm-mm. The reality is you got nothing to hide. I know some stuff will come out that it's like, oh man, how embarrassing. These are things about you. Got it. Cool. But trust me when I tell you there is nothing to hide. And I know most people wouldn't want to do that because they do. Why am I bringing this up? Why am I sharing this? Not because I need to prove myself. Nah, I'm trying to show to you guys, when you live in integrity, there shouldn't be anything that you're afraid of. I get afraid more because I'm still battling people pleasing. So I want to take care of the people around me. I don't want people around me to look bad or to be thought of in a way. Sometimes I take the heat, even though it's not fair or that's not true, simply because it's like someone has to take it, which reminds me a lot about God. When Pastor Gene was preaching this weekend and I was sharing to you the details of what he was talking about, at some point in the preaching, he was saying that God loves everybody. God loves the girls gone wild. God loves the gangsters. God loves the brokers. God loves the loan officers. God loves the janitor. God loves the teachers. God loves the nurses. God loves the doctors. God loves the homeless. God loves the drug addicts. God loves the pot smokers. God loves the iPhone users. And he made a joke, which I thought was pretty accurate. He's like, even the Samsung users. The point is, God loves us all. There is no preference. I do not have more of God love than someone else. The problem that we have is we do not like to look in the mirror and see what we are doing wrong. That's what this podcast is about. And that's why I don't have, I don't want to say that big of a platform, because it's bigger than I expected. And I know God wants to grow it even more, which I'm excited for. But I guess the point I'm trying to get to is, like, I know I'm not clickbait. Like, I'm not something that you're going to come and drink your cup of tea. You're actually going to not like me that much, because I'm going to be that true friend that's going to say, hey, what can you do better? Right? I've had people reach out. I've had several, maybe not like a whole bunch, but we're going to get there one day. And we're creating an effect. We're talking to people. And when I do, man, a lot of them are like, dude, I never expected that, like that type of question or that type of straightforwardness. And that's what love does. Anyways, I sidetracked myself a little bit in the sense of, like, this is why I wanted to do this episode. Because I want to show you guys how much God is not only real, but ready for you. There is a Bible verse that Gene shared. I want to read with you guys. That Bible verse would be 1 Corinthians 7:23. God paid a high price for you, so don't be enslaved by the world. Oof. For me, that hits heavy. Why? Because we allow the world to have too much power over us. Too much. When it comes to what are the expectations, by 24, 30, 45, this is what you should have. And if you don't have it, you're just not doing it right. Lies. There's no such thing as where you should be at what age, expectations. Those are just things put by the world. I haven't been in a relationship in a while. And there's a lot of times where I fight that urge of, like, man, no, I want to be in a relationship. Like, that's just, I don't want to be alone, right? But I'm glad that God has allowed me to not only be alone, but to learn stuff about myself, to learn something in the loneliness, in the alone. Many nights, you guys don't see it, but I'll share it with you guys. Crying, sad. Where are my kids? Why am I alone? Why is this happening? But then God started switching my whys into, what are you teaching me? What are you trying to show me? why am I like, what is there to learn in this aloneness, in not having my children? Why? Like, you know, it just, it's beautiful to grow in that, which you never will grow when you quickly bring someone else in. You're not giving yourself that opportunity to develop yourself. And then honestly, you're just doing what I've shared in previous episodes, insanity. You're just going to repeat the cycle over and over again, expecting a different result. And it's just not going to happen until you do something different. I don't know. Am I resonating with you guys? I've always liked connecting with you guys. I always like knowing what you guys feel or are thinking. I, you know, connect with me, please. Please reach out via email, via comments. Do you believe in God? Are you mad at him? Are you not happy with the way life is going for you right now? Are you in a blessed place? Share with me. Glory to God that you are. Are you struggling financially? It seems like we might be entering a recession sometime soon. Gas prices are very high. I understand a lot of the stuff that we're going through. But does that change the fact that God is good? It does not. God is that same variable. He is yesterday, today, and forever just going to be good, great. And he will never fail. Guys, I'm not sitting here saying I'm super intelligent and I've read the Bible and I know it memorized from front cover to back cover, and I have the intelligence and I could recite you this off the top of my head and off the top of my heart and boom. No, I'll be honest. There's times where I don't even know what I'm doing, but I could feel something in my Holy Spirit that tells me, no, you shouldn't do that. Don't behave like that. Don't react like that. And then later I find out it's in the Bible. And I'm just like, I didn't know it. I just felt it. And I know that that's a way of my Holy Spirit in tune to the real and the truth of what the Bible teaches us. Again, I'm not pushing religion. I really want to push more a relationship. The same way you have a relationship with your spouse. The same way you have a relationship between mom and dad or your children. I feel like although God, quote unquote, is imaginary, right? Because you don't see him, you don't feel him, you don't touch him. He's there. He's real. He's protected you from so many things that you're not even aware of. So that's why I wanted to do this quick, but definitely loving episode on the Mac Effect, because God is risen. He is alive. He is alive more than ever. You guys are seeing it in so many people. We're finding out diagnosis of narcissism, not knowing how, you know, childhood traumas, daddy issues, mom issues. All this stuff is super important so that the next generation doesn't pay it. I mean, everything ties in one way or another. I shared with you guys again previous episodes, but it's so true. That cycle that we live in where, let me see if I can remember it. It said something along the lines like this. Hard times make hard men. Hard men make easy times. Easy times make weak. Sorry. Easy times make weak men. Weak men make hard times. So when you really fix your eyes into that process, you start thinking, in what stage am I at, right? And I believe, Mike believes, I'm in the stage of hard men make easy times. And I'm in the easy time that we need to make sure we don't make hard times. Because when you receive, because our parents, they didn't leave me with millions of dollars or a huge inheritance, but they gave me a life that, honestly, it's in an abundance. I'm living riches, like, I've never missed food. I've never missed a bed. I've never been missing a blanket. Everything has been provided. So we're blessed. And my kids are even beyond blessed than that. So it can create those. Once, if you bless them with everything, they're not going to know what to do when hard times come. And we got to figure out, God, I don't want that cycle to repeat, because if the cycle repeats, That means they're going to create hard times. That means my grandchildren are going to live a very difficult time because they didn't know how to stewardship what the blessing that they got. Does that make sense? So again, I know it can feel like we're a little bit everywhere, but if you're listening to me, it has everything to do with love. It has everything to do with wanting to connect, and it has everything to do with growth. So yeah, God is good. He is risen. He is alive, stronger. Well, there's no way I can say stronger than ever because he's always been present. So if you need Jesus, if you need someone to pray for you, reach out as well. My comment section is not just to connect with me with like your blessings. Where are you going through a tough time? Send out prayers. Even if it has nothing to do with the topic. Oh, Mike, my child is, you know, I just found out that they've been abused. Reach out. More than happy to help. Maybe I'm not the connection. Maybe I have to forward you to someone else. But nevertheless, always reach out. My son Jordan yesterday was telling me, he's like, Dad, is it wrong that I'm curious? Is it wrong that I'm like, I want to know how a lot of the stuff in the world or things in personal lives like work? And I told my son, I said, listen, it is never wrong to be curious. You have the absolutely most right to start asking questions. You got to be careful because some questions can come off as disrespectful. So you just have to be careful with that. But you are allowed to ask as many questions as you want, especially to your mom and especially to me. And as you grow up, you're going to understand that asking questions is the best thing that you can do because that's how you're truly going to learn. Then I gave him the example how when I was in school, there's a lot of times where teachers would say there's no dumb question, but I wouldn't ask, even though I didn't understand the curriculum that was being taught because I was too embarrassed. I was too shy. I didn't want to ask. I didn't want to say I didn't know. And if I only would have done that, not only does that build self-confidence, because I think now me understanding that not knowing is okay feels better than having to lie and pretend that I know something that I don't. Again, I'm an example person because I love learning from examples. I remember back then someone would be like, oh yeah, you know, have you ever seen this movie? And just to not feel awkward or not feel dumb, I'm like, yeah. Oh, well, this part and where they did this and this and this. I'm like, oh, yeah, sure, got it. Have no idea what they're talking about. And that's where lack of identity, lack of self-love, lack of not knowing who God is, because God is the one that's going to give you your identity, which is why it's so important that he has risen. Everything connects. Now I'm just like, I don't know that movie. And rather than feeling dumb, explain it to me. Like, tell me exactly. It might even be sometimes of a buzzkill. I get it. A buzzkill. We're Christian, right? We shouldn't be. I get it, guys. I get it. But nevertheless, the point I'm trying to get to is it's okay. And get it explained so that you know, so that next time something like this does happen, you're knowledgeable of the situation. You're knowledgeable of what's really going on and happening. So, you get me? You feel me? Gosh, I missed you guys so much. Season 8. Currently working on scheduling specific candidates. That's my work coming in, guys. Scheduling specific interviews with specific people. I know I have certain dates locked in already. So I'm working, guys. I'm working on it. It's just been challenging because, like I shared with you in the beginning of the podcast, I got to work around certain dates. When I have my kids, when I don't have my kids, but April and March have been crazy months because that's Genevieve's birthday, that's my birthday, that's Jordan's birthday, JJ's birthday, and it continues. So we're going. I have a couple people that I think are going to be really cool. I have a couple people that are going to share amazing stories. Dude, there's a coworker. She's going to be part of it. And she was sharing to me what she's been going through in her life. I had no idea. I had no clue. But knowing and hearing her story, wow. I was like, dude, you gotta share it. Like, that's the whole purpose of this is we're sharing our story so that someone can connect with you and you can help someone that goes through it. I'll give you a little hint. I even, because when someone starts telling me a little bit about their story, my natural Mac effect instinct kicks in and I want to know more. And I just asked the question. I said, hey, let me ask you this question. You know, were you ever mad at God? And she said, no. And to me, hats off, my respects, because I've gotten mad at God. I've cussed out God because I'm so upset of things that are happening or going on or things that I felt he has allowed. And that's a whole process in its own. But yeah, guys. So I hope you guys have a great Easter. Enjoy it with your families. Hug your kids, hug your family. Remind them that you're proud of them, please. Do the things that are uncomfortable. I know it's very easy to punish them, get angry with one another, get annoyed with one another. Those are the easy things. But when's the last time you've looked at your spouse and really told him, I'm very proud of you, the way you're holding this family up, of how you do day in and day out for this family, how you make those $100 stretch for 2 weeks. Oof, I could feel that I'm hitting someone there. Tell your kids, I'm proud of you when they're playing sports. Uplift them. Teach them that being mentally strong is better than being physically strong. Now, that's the goal, to be physically strong. Cool, go for it. But mental is where the battle begins. Emotional is where the battle begins. That was a freebie for you guys, so take it. But with that being said, guys, I miss you guys so much. The Mac Effect will be back soon. I don't have a specific date. I wish I had a specific date for you guys. But you'll know when you know. And we just continue to grow. So God bless you guys. I'll see you guys hopefully soon. But with that being said, a lot of love. Happy Easter. Mac Effect out.